Right, so another quick review, this time of Lux Payne on the DS. And this is sort of an adventure game come graphic novel game, which has you investigating a fictional city in Japan, and investigating mental parasites which seem to be feeding off people's erratic emotions or negative memories. It's got really bad reviews, but to be honest, I think it's a case of people not really playing it very much, and getting bored a couple of hours in, because once you sort of reach the third or fourth hour, things really start to get a lot more interesting. The characters, which appear pretty cliched and irritating to begin with, start to become much more deeper as the game goes on. And as you investigate, you sort of read their minds or pick up fragments of memories of other people around the city, and it starts to go into some really deep and disturbing areas. And you have memories of a failed knife attack on one girl, and you have sort of the obsessive teacher who loves his guns a bit too much, and you have sort of the whole suicide case investigation. You talk someone down from committing suicide when he's infected with this silent mental parasite. So it gets a lot deeper the further in you go. I mean, the gameplay-wise, it's fairly one-dimensional. All you do is you scribble on the touch screen, until you reveal these memories or these parasites, and then you touch the name that appears at the bottom, and sort of you get. It's almost like it's very similar to Lost Odyssey's memories part of the game, but you'll get text appearing on the screen, and it fades in and fades out very quickly in this case, which is a lot more dramatic, and the music is really good as well. Some of it can be very creepy, and some of it can be pretty banal, but all in all, this is far, far better than anyone sort of reviewed professionally will have you believe. You've got to put a lot of work in, and you've got to be prepared to put up with some really atrocious localization, a lot of spelling mistakes and context sort of problems. But apart from that, if you can be bothered to sort of to actually read a lot of text and get involved in the story, then it's highly recommended by me anyway. So check that one out. Okay.